This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, still rocking with the best. I go by the name of King Bash. I would have been to stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. As you know, we celebrate Lekompo Friday every single Friday, right? We celebrate everything that has to do with Lekompo and the voices behind it. Today is no different because I'm joined by someone who is doing an amazing, amazing job within the Lekompo genre, right? She goes by the name of Pabi Noko. Good afternoon, Pabi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming through and joining us in the studio. Really do appreciate it. So, most of the time when I have guests in studio, I play a game with them. Sometimes people get nervous here and there, you know?
True.
So, I need to just get those nerves out the way. There's a game that I play with you. It's called This or That. So, basically, I give you two options. All you do is choose one.
Okay.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
All right. TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
TikTok.
All right. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Music or influencing?
Music.
All right. Single or taken?
Single.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Performing or hosting?
Personally, performing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone calls or texts?
Phone calls.
All right. Now that we have that out of the way, let's get to know you a bit better, right? Now, if you had to introduce yourself to someone or explain yourself to someone on who Pabi is, how would you explain yourself?
I'm one person who never gives up. No matter what the situation is, no matter what people say, I go on and stick to the plan. And yeah, I think that explains what kind of person I am.
All right. All right. Yeah. That's cool. Now, let's speak about your love for music. I mean, you recently, you know, got into the industry and you're already making a buzz, right? Now, when did you realize that, you know what, this is something I actually love, something I want to actually dabble and dabble into?
Okay, so I started music in like 2024.
Okay.
And I took a break because of social anxiety and all that. And then I came back this year, 2026. So for the reason why I came back was to actually do what I'm best at.
Okay.
And yeah, I found peace, healing, and venting through music.
Wow.
So it was easier for me to make music. Yeah.
All right. Now, I mean, you're fairly young, right? Now, is music the end goal, or is it one of those things that you feel like, you know what, I need to tick off my bucket list?
Please repeat.
Like, is music your end goal? Is it something that you see yourself doing for a very long time? Or is it one of those things, like, you know, when you got into influencing, you're like, okay, I'm doing this. And then in a short while, you got into music. So is music one of those things that you just want to tick off your bucket list? Or is it something you see a long career doing?
I see a long career.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, is it?
I see the light, yes.
Oh, all right. Now, you've been in the public eye from a young age. How do you feel, you know, that certain things had to shape the kind of person that you are?
Ish, unfortunately, nkebe re khone go bujetsa nako morago be re ka dira jalo and fix some of the things that I did in the past while growing up. Like, now when I think of the things that I did in the past, I cringe so bad. I'm like, okay, when I was 16, 17, I'm like, oh, so I cringe so bad. So, ish.
Yeah. Has to be deep, no?
Yeah, it's too deep.
Not all I get. Now, a lot of bad things, you know, have been said about you. Like you mentioned that you continue regardless of who says what about you. You trended for a number of reasons. Like, how does that make you feel, you know, when you wake up and you realize, damn, I'm on one of these trending lists for things that have happened? How do you feel about that? Ish. On an honest level.
Okay, so question is, how do I feel?
Yeah, when you wake up, and of course, man, I mean, social media, there are certain things that are said. Sometimes you regret saying certain things, as you say, at a younger age or whatever. But how do you feel waking up and seeing yourself trending for those certain things?
I cringe.
So you still cringe?
Yo,
Even
I feel
today.
Like I can delete them like forever. Ooh. But social media never forgets, unfortunately.
Nah, that's
things
one thing.
Gonna be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, so, it hurts.
It hurts?
Yeah, okay. Being honest.
Nah, I just needed you to open up on that.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go back to the music. How did you feel, you know, when you released your first single?
My first single was Lizada.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, people were saying a lot of bad things about it.
Okay.
Like a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. I think that's one of the reasons why I left music
okay.
in 2024
mm-hmm.
because of the comment Java to that time. But yo,
mm-hmm.
So, hey, my first single, it did good. Numbers are doing good.
Yeah. But you being in the public eye, I mean, is that something you're building towards understanding more? Because I feel like being in the public eye, you definitely know that you'll have naysayers, you'll have people that are for you.
Mm-hmm. Different opinions.
Different opinions, you know, people that will diss you here and there. But now, why do you think that led you to say, ish, let me wait a bit since Ugargoshe? It didn't land the right way or people are saying bad things about it.
I think that time I didn't have much confidence in myself.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
I didn't believe in myself like I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it taught me more to, as well, as when you get happy. And no matter what people are going to say,
so is that the new you now?
Yeah, that's the new you.
So now let's speak about this new you since, you know, do you still get nervous before releasing? Do,
mm-hmm.
do you get some sort of anxiety before releasing the music? Or how do you feel before releasing a new song?
Honestly, now I'm just worried about the numbers.
Ah.
You know, like people can be waiting for us about us drop. Now when you drop, the numbers are not there.
Mm.
But so far, numbers, I'm doing good.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah, numbers don't lie.
Most definitely. So let's speak about the challenges. I mean, mm-hmm. before you got into the music, there's certain challenges that you didn't think you would face. When mm-hmm. it comes to the music and the industry, maybe lack of knowledge, whatever it could be. But what kind of challenges do you feel like you faced and how did you overcome those challenges rather?
Challenges.
Mm. If you haven't faced challenges, it's also fine.
Yeah, so far, I feel like everything is going smoothly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to lie.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the way you imagined it is the same way it's unfolding right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
True, all right.
I'm still in studio right now with Babi Noko. If you have any questions, any compliments for her, she is right here with me in studio. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. We're also live on Facebook and on TikTok. So check us out right here in studio. Babi Noko is in the building. Bobby, I need to find out from you, right? What exactly do you think, or not even do you think, mm-hmm. what is it that actually influences you lyrically?
Please elaborate more on that.
Like your lyrical content. What is uh-huh. it that inspires you to write certain lines in specific songs?
Okay, so my music is about me, what I go through.
Okay.
Yeah. So, ke go pela ka logically relatable. What I go through it's a power but I grew sorry. As much go go through something and was really proper words for it. So it goes chaeke for but casual to find peace in my music. Yes.
Okay. And you know, when you make a song, you know, what are you, as you mentioned, or for you it's like it's a form of the way you express yourself. Sometimes mm-hmm. when you don't have words or maybe a certain way in which you can tell someone or say something to someone, you express
true.
It in your music, right?
True.
But now, what are you hoping the next person takes from you in terms of what they hear? Are you hoping that they feel inspired? Are you hoping that, you know what, it uplifts their spirit? What is it that you're hoping that the listener gets from your lyrical content?
As I said, you know, Frishad
Belujavat.
Okay. I get it.
Mm.
So I wouldn't say my music's about influencing. So far, I don't think the music going to influence them more.
Yeah.
But it can definitely uplift them
okay.
and heal them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now, how does it work when making a song? Rotoma guy, do you have to hear the beat first for you to get inspired by the lyrical content that you're going to produce? Or mm-hmm. how does it work for you?
Actually, it depends. I'm here with my producer. Mm-hmm. So how we do
it's it Kosi
is... Kosi DK is my
DK.
Producer.
All right. Big shout out. Big shout out. We're right here with Kosi DK in studio. So yeah, tell me how it works.
So how we do, yeah, depends. Sometimes we're kwaka beat bele, or maybe I went through something. I'm like, no, actually, I'm going to go to a so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's actually a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, concept. I'm going to go to a okay, Koshiba about something like this, and then my producer added a video Elena Lee message. Yeah,
okay, all right, all right. So let's speak about these songs. I mean, you have three songs that we can literally, you know, put into your catalog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the present moment, are there artists that you feel like, you know what, I'd love to work with these artists in the near future?
Yeah, okay. Bobby Cooper and Karishma.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you for girl power, what's a good one?
Girl power. Girl power.
It's for girl power. All right. And speaking of the artist, I mean, there is a very popular, not Rata Spice, more kids. So there's a very popular Legompo rapper, you know, who hosted, we hosted him, I think, mid-Jan, if I'm not mistaken, this year, right?
It was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Was it last year?
It was last year. Una kubuja like exact date.
We love the spice. This is why we're here. So, I mean, you know what? You guys were madly in love, man. Well, yeah. That's how it seemed, of course, on social media.
Yeah.
Fans were obsessed about you. Then jiggy jiggy overnight is chai. Kwenzakalan. What happened, Bobby? What happened? What happened?
That's all I can say.
Ah, la, la. Six gun you. Namaste, right? What happened?
Yes, we did love each other.
Yeah,
like we did love each other.
Mm.
Ish, or what happened? Ish. Ay. No, it's too deep. That's all I can say.
My adventure family is going to attack me, and I tried my best to get the truth out of you, because you know what? That is why we're here.
Yeah,
the mic is on. That is your platform, Mara.
It's too deep. It's deeper than you guys think, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to talk about it.
All right. But since it's that deep,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you would ever maybe get a feature, request a feature, or he would request a feature? Is it something you would do?
Knowing the kind of person he is, he would never work with me. Yeah.
Grawena.
Nah.
Would you? I agree, you say you know the kind of person he is. Yes,
I would definitely.
So even if he was
like,
to come...
Like, ask Tuarez Khwar, Muyena, ask Tuarez Khwar.
Mm-hmm.
Kiso Khwar, eh,
Sukhupi.
Sukhupi. Sukhupi.
All right, so let's speak about where we are right now in terms of the new music, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in the 7th month of the year. What can we expect from you for the remainder of the year? Is there maybe something that you want to cook up? Is there new music? Is there an EP in
definitely,
the pipeline? What are we looking at? Give us some.
I'm currently working on Phone My Destroyer.
Okay.
It's dropping next month with Kosi DK.
Okay.
Yeah, and after one single, we're dropping an EP.
How many tracks are we looking at? Plus, minus?
Plus, minus 6, yeah.
Ooh.
5, 6.
All right. Is it something that you guys are cooking? Do you maybe have features, Nyana, that you feel like, you know what, these are the people we already have? Or what's happening? What's happening?
We have a few. So far, we have Zulu White Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We have Bio 97.
That's dope.
We have...
I will find
Roseberry. There's more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, I mean, looking at the fact that, you know, there are a lot of young girls that are also looking up to you, you know, it could be in the space of being an influencer, in the space of being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
What message would you have to that young girl that maybe wants to one day become an influencer, become an artist? What message do you have for that young girl?
Message.
Think of yourself. You know, sometimes I always say, when you think of yourself, you have a message to yourself. Well, at a younger age, with all these experiences, this is what I would have said to myself.
Okay, well, what I can say is, Fejang skolo pele. Yeah, Fejang skolo pele. Kinto abo thoka. And then at Fejang skolo, kugona muto kono vana ngore. What is what and what is the best for you? Yeah. All right. I don't have much to say.
Right. Now back to the music. Are they, you know, people that you are open to work with? Maybe young artists that. Mm-hmm. But before I get into those other young artists, how do you choose the people that you'd like to work with on a song? How does that work?
Honestly, I just choose anyone. Okay. Anyone, and I just call anyone to my studio, come and work.
Okay.
So I kick out mang unaling or mang udraing.
Yeah.
I just choose anyone.
Oh, okay. So which means if there are other upcoming artists that, you know, are doing the most and trying to get up there, you open to work with them?
Definitely I am.
Oh, alright. Yeah. Nah, that is dope. Now before we let you go, where can people check you out? Where can they check out your work, social media, booking details, etc., etc.?
On TikTok, Gina Babalo Molongwana, and all social media platforms, Baby Nogo. And bookings, should I say my email?
Anything, yeah. How can people reach you for bookings?
babalo.nogo.m@gmail.com. Yeah.
Big shout out. Thank you once again, Barbie, for coming through to the studio and having a chat with us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.